tell me a bit more about what you're trying to achieve this time round.
Well, we're trying to provide a cinema that shows stuff that you can't really see necessarily in other cinemas. We want to create more of a kind of community feeling as well. So like a cinema where people come in, feel like they're part of a community that are actually watching together. The cinema can be a little bit solitary. It doesn't have to be, and it's always richer and better, isn't it? And Monica always has a discussion after films when she shows them. Monica's been showing films for years and years. She chooses really carefully. She chooses films that she's passionate about. You know, we've all got some experience of choosing and programming films. But
is that why you've chosen the specific films that you've showed tonight? Like, was there a personal choice between that?
Well, we have decided because we want to be a very tight group. We have decided that part of our structure is working in subgroups. So what we have decided is like the programming team, which basically is like the kind of like the main group where actually all our, you know, all our identity comes from, you know, from screening, whatever we are screening. We are going to rotate so everyone has the opportunity because we believe program is so important. Everyone comes from a programming background, so everyone should have a chance and also have the responsibility because it is a lot, it's very complex. For us, it's not just about the film, it's just about the whole experience. So programming is the beginning of the end, you know, it's like a kind of circle. So the choice of films is as well trying to get to know the audience. We need to consider what the audience would like as well when we program films, but yeah, it's gonna be everyone's task.
We're going through a period now of research and developing the project to get it kind of concrete, and then we're going to look for a venue and set up a permanent space. Mm-hmm. And when we do that, we'll be able to then bring in volunteers who can staff it and learn to program themselves. And we've seen the benefit of that. You see it in lots of community cinemas everywhere where when they work well, people who get become involved, it can be a great source of social experience for people who are maybe a little bit isolated within their communities, and it's a good way to address the needs of the community that the cinemas are in. So
you're doing pop-up events throughout the next, until March, you said?
6 months.
Oh, okay, right, ages away. Great, yeah. That's absolutely really exciting. And I can find more information if I need to on your website?
Yeah, Facebook, Big Adventure Liverpool, Big Adventure Cinema. I think it's Big Adventure LPL is our like app on Twitter and Instagram and on Facebook. Our next screening is on the Thursday the 22nd of February here again on Moonshaw Street. Each of the events that we're going to do will probably reach a different, slightly different audience to try to show over the 6 months the range of things that we plan to do with the cinema.